ஸ்டாக் டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூஷன் ட்ரேடிங் ஆன் லிண்டா சர்னா, LINDA சர்னா, CERNA. டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 2/12/49. டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் 9/11/24. ப்ளீஸ் மே காப்பி ஃபார் லூயிஸ் மொரினோ. லூயிஸ் LUIS மொரினோ, MORENA, MD. Next paragraph, dear Louis, LUIS, thank you for sending Linda Serna for a primary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is, history of COPD and CA of the lung. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has had a past history of COPD and a history for squamous cell carcinoma of the lung and had chemo and radiation therapy for her lung cancer and has been on home oxygen at 3 to 4 liters nasal cannula. The patient also has a history of diabetes mellitus, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and past history of hyponatremia. And a history for obstructive sleep apnea. She has a home BiPAP machine. The patient has a persistent cough, shortness of breath, wheezing, and she makes up thick white mucus. The patient has not lost any weight, and she denies any chest pains or significant shortness of breath. She has some leg swelling. The next part, past history. The patient's past history includes history of pneumonia in June of 24, for which was hospitalized, and a CT of the chest on 6/16/24 showed consolidative changes in the right as well as the left lung basis, and a few scattered reticular nodular densities, which were non-specific with mild, with a 8 millimeter outflow of lung nodule. She has an occasional cough with shortness of breath, and she has been a smoker for over 50 years. Can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes cholecystectomy and I'm sorry, bacistry also includes cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, partial hysterectomy, and right shoulder repair. He had a right femoral fracture in 2020, cataract removal of the left eye, and she's blind in the right eye. Next paragraph. Allergies to statins. Next, habits. The patient smoked pack per day for 57 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and aneurysm. He was paraplegic. Mother died of colon cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had fatigue, no weight loss, no devolution of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And she has urinary frequency and flank pain. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, black stools, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Albuterol with Atrovent, NEPS, QID, PRN. Oxygen, 2 liters all the time. And Bumex, 1 milligram daily. Spiriva, 1 capsule a day. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of aneurysm in the heart. Mother died of old age and had colon cancer. Oh, I think I mentioned the family history. Please delete that last one. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an elderly female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 173, saturation 96. HGND non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. Scattered disease is throughout both lung fields, with occasional crackles of the left base. Heart seems irregular, swollen S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild varicosities, no edema. Reflex is a 1+. I'm sorry, can you please change that? There's 2+ edema. Reflex of the 1+, no gross molars, sits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD and emphysema with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of lung cancer. Status post chemo radiation therapy. Can you mention status post non-small cell lung cancer? And number 3 is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. And next paragraph, plan. The patient will use, patient will use 2 to 3 liters nasal cannula. Nebulized albuterol and Atrovent solution, TID and PRN, BiPAP at night, 12x6 centimeter, on O2, 2 liters. The patient will receive physical therapy and ablation. The above mentioned medications will be renewed, and a follow-up visit is approximately 5 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Lewis. Lewis Moreno. Bipapadic chest, 12x5, with or through 2 liters. And a follow-up visit begins approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you also mention patient will continue using the Trilogy? Continue using nebulizer of Duona 3 times daily. And weight loss was discussed. A follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Luis Marino. L-U-I-S Marino is M-O-R-E-N-O-M-D. Marino, M-D. Thank you.